Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege and opportunity I have to share again today. And Father, help me to share it in a way that's simple and clear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You have your Bibles. Verse 21 says, God created great whales in your off to the side. Does anybody have anything that says anything different than whales in your Bible? Because I do. I'll tell you what I got. Mine says RV. That's not recreational vehicle. That's revised version. And it says, created the great sea monsters. The Hebrew word that was used for the translation of great whales was a Hebrew word called tannin, T-A-N-N-I-N. And that word translated other places means dragons, sea monsters. The word dinosaur came to us much later. The word that is used here in the scripture that, by the way, this is a book by Ken Ham. Ken Ham is one that was originator of having the ark built. That's available for you to see. Has anybody here seen the ark? I've been there. How many would like to go down again? I'll go down 3-4 times. It was wonderful to go see. You come across this little rise from the bus, and here's this huge ship. It's 450 feet, well, could be approximately 450 feet long, 45 feet wide, I believe, and 75 feet high. But when you see this vessel, it's just amazing. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. It really is amazing to see such a ship. It's just really, really neat. The reason I had mentioned this, that in some other places it's translated in another way, because of some references that we're going to look at. I'm not here to change your thinking or way of thinking about it. I'm just giving you some additional information that I did not receive when I was growing up. This is information that Ken Ham has probably spent his lifetime doing researching this, and so obviously born in a Christian home and didn't like the things he was seeing and hearing, which I never liked either. Evolution is taught today as fact. It's never been fact. It never will be fact. It's never been factual. It's always based on theories. Theories, ideas, thoughts, speculation. Even among the scientists, they can't even agree. They believe the earth was millions of years old. They believe the earth's only 6,000 years old, but they believe it's millions of years. The reason they push the idea of millions of years is for evolution to work. The only way for evolution to work is it takes millions of years to make it work. And of course, it's man's attempt to try to do away with God. It's that easy. It's that simple. The devil hates God, and he's doing everything he can to destroy God and everything that God stands for. And it doesn't surprise me that evolution is being taught and pushed in our schools and in our universities today. That doesn't surprise me one bit. And if you can't accept the first couple verses of the Bible to be a sixth day when God says that evening and the morning was a day, that's exactly what it was. It wasn't thousands of years, millions of years, because plants can't grow without light. So it can't work. It doesn't work the way they say it does. And then they claim that it took millions of years for the dinosaur bones to fossilize. And now today they're finding complete specimens, skin, bone, and even possible DNA in the bone. So they know now that millions of years, that's not going to work. That don't fit, does it? You see, that's not possible. But it is possible when you believe in creation. And when God said it was 6 days, it was 6 days. And so that's what the book I am using. The book I'm using here, I'm going to read just a little bit about some of the things. When did the dinosaurs live? Well, they obviously lived at the time when God created them. When did he create them? I'll take the scripture that Ken Ham has used to talk about when they were created. I read it earlier, verse 24. It says he made... brought forth a living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping thing. And what's that word? What's your King James say? Beast. Now, when we hear beast, we immediately think lion. Must be the lions. And I'm going to tell you that when God created the animals, they didn't kill one another. There was no bloodshed. When he created them, they were created to eat grass like an ox. Now, Roger, how do you know? Let me read the scripture for you. Let me go into the scripture. Let me get the... I'm going to Isaiah chapter 11 is where I'm headed. Isaiah chapter 11. I believe that was the same place I was at when I was talking about the Lord being wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace. I believe it's in the same verse. Okay. Same chapter. Here we go. Verse 6. Chapter 11, Isaiah. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. That's a venomous snake. Now let me tell you. There you have the animals, which the way God originally had created them. You just heard it. That's during the time of when? Does anybody know? When's that going to happen? When God restores. When restoration takes place during the time of the thousand-year millennium. That's what I just read. How are the animals going to react to one another during the thousand years of the millennium? I just told you. They're not killing one another. They're not shedding blood. They are eat like an ox. They eat grass and herbs. This is how God originally created the animals. And by the way, he created the dinosaurs the same way. Now, Ken, of course, done his research, and he believes that the beasts, the lions, the dinosaurs as well. He groups the dinosaurs with the beasts with this. I'll give you some scriptures as to why he believes this. I'm just going to give you some information so you can make your own guess. As a child, I can tell you I was fascinated by dinosaurs. How many else was fascinated? Does anybody want to put your hand up with mine? Because I was fascinated by dinosaurs. I got books and I was fascinated. They make lots of movies. A lot of people go see Jurassic Park. Does anybody know what Jurassic Park was based on? What they were doing? I just talked about it. DNA, they were going to get DNA out of a dinosaur and try to reproduce dinosaurs. And that's what Jurassic Park was about. And of course, they made a lot of money and made movies. And so the only problem is, what they didn't tell you is they need a female dinosaur. They need a female, and the dinosaurs hatched eggs. So they needed a female. And they didn't tell you that part. It just made a big movie and everybody, thought it was exciting. But Ken Ham has done the research and believes that the beasts were created along with man. Dinosaurs were indeed created. I can tell you some of the dinosaurs that I remember. I only remember the big ones. The little ones I didn't care about. The big ones excited me. The Tyrannosaurus Rex was that crazy thing that had short arms and big legs and a big tail. Tyrannosaurus Rex, the Brontosaurus, was the one with the really long neck, long tail, big body, Brontosaurus. The Stegosaurus, I believe, was the one that had the big bony back. And then it was the Triceratops, had the three horns in the front and the big, big bony head behind the horns. Did I get that right? Am I close? That's it. That's my knowledge of it. They were the big ones. They were the ones that excited me. So, if God, according to Ken Ham, God created these animals to eat vegetation. Well, they had terrible teeth. It don't matter what kind of teeth they had. That doesn't always determine that they're going to be animals that's going to work on other animals, because we have the panda bear that has real sharp teeth and eats bamboo? He has to use his sharp teeth to strip the bamboo, to eat the bamboo. So the teeth don't necessarily mean that they're going to be meat eaters. They look ferocious. But anyway, I believe, first of all, if God created the dinosaurs, which I believe he did, if they have the bones and vessels and the bones to prove that they existed. So I do believe that God had a reason for it. Here's my thinking about it. When God created the earth originally, it was much more vegetation than it ever was. The time that God created the earth was full of vegetation. Extremely full of vegetation. Anybody watch shows where cities are taken over by vegetation if they're left or walked away from, and you see what vegetation does to buildings? I mean, it just takes over. Vegetation can cover a complete building. You don't even know there's a building there. Here's my thoughts about the vegetation. Because there was such vegetation, I think God created these great animals to eat the vegetation, to keep it as he does with everything else he does so well. And of course, when the flood took place and destroyed the dinosaurs, it's when the dinosaurs were destroyed, it's when they became fossils. And when the flood came, the earth was one continent. And when the flood came, the earth was divided. And at the time that it was divided is what caused the great upheavals and the waters to create so much water to flood the entire world. They claim that they're trying to prove that the flood only occurred in Jordan. Well, that's a joke. The Bible says the highest mountains were covered. So when the Lord says they were covered, that's what they were. They were covered. It was a worldwide flood. It was a worldwide flood. So now we're going to get into some scriptures before our time elites us. Evolutionists claim that dinosaurs lived millions of years ago. It's important to realize that when they dig a dinosaur bone up, it does not come with a label attached showing its date. I like that. Evolutionists obtain their dates by indirect dating methods that other scientists also question, and there's much evidence against the millions of years. God tells us when he made Tyrannosaurus Rex, many would say no, but the Bible states God made all things in 6 days. He made the land, animals, including dinosaurs, on day six. Genesis chapter 1, and I've read the verses, verse 24 and 25. And so the creationists have dated the earth to be 6,000 years old, the approximate date of creation, which was obtained by adding up the years in the Bible. Okay. Before that, there was no death or bloodshed or disease or suffering until Adam sinned. After Adam sinned, there was a great big change took place. And of course, that's when the Lord killed the first animal. Our Lord killed the first animal, and he coated Adam and Eve with coats of skins. And he showed them how to make sacrifice for their sin. That was the purpose of God killing the first animal. He showed them how they needed to, what they needed to do. Because of their sin. And we know that Cain evidently did not listen. He didn't want to. He brought the best of his crops and thought that was good enough. That's not good enough. Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Cain didn't bring an offering that was acceptable. Abel did. God accepted Abel's offering. It made Cain angry. Cain killed Abel. And so that's where death, you can see things went downhill after Adam and Eve disobeyed God. But we see the paradise or the Garden of Eden that God created. Everything was beautiful. It was very good. And he said it was good. And man messed it up. Adam sinned. And the first death, of course, came as a result of Adam. In Adam, all men die. In Christ, all men are made alive. Amen? In Christ, all men are made alive. Does the Bible mention dinosaurs? Of course, it does not. King James Version was translated in 1611, and they thought the word dinosaur is not found in any of the translations. The closest we can come to is that Hebrew word I told you. The word tannin comes from that. The word dinosaur came in 1841. It was referred to as, it came in the Greek, meaning terrible lizard. All right, now we want to get into some scripture verses. I'd like to read some scripture verses that have to do with what we're talking about. Let's see, Psalm 74:13, if you have your Bible, and if you don't, you want to just mark it down. I'll read it for you because I already have things in here to read it. Put some page marks in here to read it for you, Job, Psalms 74:13. Thou didst divide the sea by the strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of the heads of Leviathan in pieces. This reason why I backed up and told you that the Hebrew word tannin is used for sea monsters. Obviously, it must have reference to this Leviathan. Now, what does Ken Ham say about Leviathan? He thinks it was a super croc. How many of you heard of the super croc? It's a dinosaur, and it's referred to as a super croc. And that brings me to, do we have dinosaurs today? Yes, we do. We just don't refer or think of them as dinosaurs. What are some lizards you can think of? How many of you have heard of the Komodo dragon? You ever hear of the Komodo dragon? You know, it has a tongue that goes out, and it puts some kind of acid on their prey, and it paralyzes the prey. If you've ever seen one of these, you'd believe in dinosaurs, let me tell you. I've never seen one personally. I have seen them on TV and pictures, and they are something to behold. They are huge. They're big lizards. They're just big lizards. Now, you can find them little lizards under a rock here in Pennsylvania. You pick a rock up, and there's a little salamander. That's a form of dinosaur. That's a lizard. It's a little lizard. Lizard. Iguana. Anybody know what iguana is? Aren't they an ugly-looking thing? Well, that's a lizard. How about crocodiles and alligators? That's about as close as you're going to get. Crocodiles and alligators. Look at their skin. They're vicious-looking pieces. Work, I'll tell you. When I was down in Florida, I went golfing with my buddy, and my ball went over along the edge of the water, and I was over looking for it, and I glanced over from me to Andrew, and there was a big black thing laying. I thought it was a log, and I went over a little closer, and it was an alligator. Oh, baby. I'll tell you one thing. You can have that ball. I got plenty. I was done hunting for them. I was done looking for them. He shall slay the dragon, Isaiah 27:1. Well, I believe we have another. There's another scripture here while we're in Psalms. I'd like to find it while we're there. I thought so. There it is. Psalms 148. Psalms 148. Mm-hmm. Did I put anything in there? Maybe not. Psalms 148. I thought I marked them all. Give me a minute. I should have thought I had it marked. I must have taken it out, put it somewhere else. Psalms 140. Psalms 148, verse 7. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Now, Ken Ham believes that the word dragons mentioned here is probably could also group dinosaurs. It could be a grouping for dinosaurs, the word dragons. There are lots of legends of dragons. I could go on and spend another couple hours about that, but I have other scriptures I want to go to instead. There are lots of places in the country that talk about dragons. The book of Revelation calls the devil, the serpent, the old dragon. I can give you some more scripture verses. We won't have time to go look up, but these are scriptures that have to do with dragons. It talks about dragons. Isaiah 27:1, Ezekiel 29:3, Ezekiel 32:2 talks about dragons. Some more scriptures for you. We don't have time to read today, but I'm going to give them to you. Isaiah 34:13, Isaiah 35:7, Jeremiah 49:33, and Jeremiah 51:37. And Malachi 1:3. These are all scriptures that use the word dragon. It talks about dragon. Now I want to go to Job. I want to take you to Job because there's a scripture there that I want you to think about as I read it. There's a scripture. And there's a lot of places in Job that talk about God's creation. You can barely talk about creation without bringing the book of Job in. The book of Job is a very old book and probably equivalent to the time span of Genesis. It's a very old book. Now, the book of Job chapter 40 is a particular place that I want to read about. This particular interpretation here, many have interpreted this to mean a hippopotamus or an elephant. Now, let me read what Job had, what is said here, and then you think about that. There's nowhere close. That's nowhere close to an elephant. Nowhere close to a hippopotamus, nowhere close. Behold now the behemoth, which I made with thee. Are you listening to me? What did he just say? The Lord is speaking to Job. The Lord is saying, now, Job, were you around when I was creating all these things? Was you around, Job? Let me remind you, Job, of some of the things I did when I made creation. This is what the Lord's saying to Job. He's talking to Job. He's bringing this information up. And he's saying to Job, Job, behold now the behemoth, which I made with thee. That's going back to creation. And Job wasn't back in creation, but when he says, I made it with thee, he's talking about mankind. Job, I made it at the time I made man. I made this behemoth. Behold now the behemoth which I made with thee, he eateth grass as an ox. Lo, now his strength is in his loins, his force is in the navel of his belly. You're listening to me. If you're picturing a brontosaurus, which I want you to picture, if I'd have a big picture of a brontosaurus, I'd put it up here right now and get you to see that picture while I'm reading this. The strength is in his loins, his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail, and this is the giveaway, like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. I'm not sure what that means, but I can tell you, I know what a tail like a cedar is. And it's not an elephant or a hippopotamus. It's huge. It's a huge tail, big tail. And if I had a picture of a brontosaurus up here, it would look exactly as the description that Jesus, that our Lord is giving to Job at this time. That's the description. He has a tail like a cedar. His bones are as strong as pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. You know what that means? That's the biggest land animal God ever made. That's what it means. He's the chief of the ways of God. That was the biggest land animal God ever made. He called it a behemoth. I think it was a brontosaurus. He that made him can make his sword to approach to him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food where all the beasts of the field play. He lies under the shade trees in the covert of the reed and fens. The shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinks up a river and hastens it not. He trusts that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He's talking about the size of this behemoth. He's given a description to Job how big this animal is. It was the biggest one he ever made. I'm just giving you this information. You can do with it what you want. You see, it doesn't mean anything about salvation. It has nothing to do with it. But I'll tell you what it does. It tells you that evolution is wrong and God created everything. God created everything, folks. God's responsible for it all. But this is what the devil's tried to do. Then Job 41, verse 1 says, canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst you put a hook into his nose, or bore in his jaw through his through with a thorn? Now he's talking about this huge sea monster. And that whole chapter, we don't got time to read it, but there it is. That whole chapter, I think the whole chapter 41 talks about Leviathan. Okay, so you take it in your own time. Chapter 41 talks about Leviathan, and Ken Ham thinks it's the super croc, the dinosaur super croc that was also created that makes the white shark look small. All right, I gave you some information to think about. I'm not real comfortable with sharing man's thoughts or man's speculations. I'm more comfortable when I'm in God's word. That's where I'm comfortable. But there'll be different things as we go along in Genesis that I will take some inserts and we'll talk about it. Time is up. It's 10 after. I got to quit. Next Sunday, who are we having? Richard Kaiser. Next Sunday's Richard Kaiser. Okay? All right. Time to go home. I don't want to keep you any longer. Are you staying with me? Wow. I was just having fun. I was just getting interested in getting back to the word here. Okay. Heavenly Father, it is a privilege and an honor to share you. And Lord, I want everybody to know that you are the creator and you're the savior. It is you, Lord, and you alone. You are the one that we can trust. It's your word that we can put our faith and trust in. These other men that obviously you perhaps have given them some wisdom to search this out, and that's good. But Father, I pray that we'll all come to the saving knowledge of you, which is more important than any of this, that we come to know you as Lord and Savior. Lord, if you're here today and you're watching this by way of internet, if you haven't accepted Jesus into your life, just simply ask him to come in. Forgive, ask the Lord to forgive you your sins and invite Jesus to come and live in your heart. And then live for him from this day forward. We thank you for this wonderful day, and we thank you for the time we've had together. We ask, Lord, your blessing now upon these, your people, as they leave this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, bless you.